Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. Today, I want to make today's message kind of short and sweet because it's a simple reminder of who you are. I know many of us deal with depression often and feeling sad and not quite understanding what are we doing here? What are we doing this for? What's the reason? Just a lot of why. And the issue with why is that it's an infinite question. Because once you come up with one reason as to why this happens or this is, then you can ask why that then and why that. So at some point you have to stop asking and just start allowing, start being and accepting, surrendering to what is. And with gratitude, living from a place of being happy that you are here to experience it at all. So what I want to talk to you today about is realizing where you come from, because that will give you some insight as to how to move forward in life. So no matter if you're a religious person and you believe in God, or you're a spiritual person, or even an atheist and identify with the universe, we all come from the same place. We all may call it different things. We may even see it differently, maybe even experience it differently, but ultimately it is the same. And we come from that thing. We come from the creator, that creative force that has created everything else around us. But we're special because we can identify with things, we can have a perspective, we have a consciousness to perceive and understand and practice an awareness of who we are compared to where we are and the other things around us. But ultimately, we often question this thing we all seek to experience, which is love. We wonder if we are good enough to be loved. We wonder if we know how to be loved. And what I find interesting is that we question the very thing that we are. We question if we are worthy of love, because we are not aware that we are love. You may have heard the saying, God is love. And that is true to me. God is love. And if we are created from God, then we are that as well. You see, you cannot create something that is completely, totally opposite of you. Whatever you create, though it may express itself differently, it is still that from which it came from. So God, or the universe, which is love, has created you, the most unique, the most special being ever to have existed. We are all unique and special beings. I say this all the time. There has never been anyone like you in the history of our existence, and there will never be another you in the future. God has created you, an individualized expression of love. That's who you are. That's what you are. Now, we have to let go of the distractions of realizing that. We have to let go of what other people say we are, what other people say, you know, who we are or what we should be doing and this and that and what we should believe. And we should allow ourselves to just be who we are. You have to understand that you are love. You are love itself. So stop looking outside of yourself to find yourself. you're looking and traveling and seeking and fantasizing things when everything that you are looking for is right where you are. It is right where you are. You don't have to go anywhere but within to see who you are, to experience everything that you find divine, everything that you find sacred and special and beautiful and amazing. It's all within you. And then once you make that realization, you see the world a whole different way. You experience the world a whole different way, and you realize that though the world can be a place that is full of distractions from finding out who we are, once we find who we are, the world then becomes full of everything you desire, everything that you can manipulate and change because you have changed. So if you're looking at the world from a place of the ego, which most of us are, we're living in our ego, we're living from the ego, then everything is a distraction. Everything is a distraction to prevent you from finding yourself. But then once you find yourself, everything then switches and becomes a blessing. It becomes beautiful. It becomes amazing. And everything around you becomes love, because now you realize that you are love. You realize how powerful and beautiful you are. And therefore, everything you see is an expression of that power and that beauty, and therefore is powerful and beautiful. But it's all about you realizing that. It's all about you coming to a realization as to who you are. So think about this. Just think about this, okay? You are worth love because you are love itself. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.